2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
state officials expect perhaps a few glitches in the system alerting people driving into the state to fill out a COVID-19 declaration. They say the system will get more accurate over time. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Senator Mike Lee is giving his endorsement to John Huntsman Jr. for governor. Lee has a longstanding history of not endorsing candidates. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, even though it is a delay-free drive on all your valley freeways, we do have an accident. It's on the exit ramp from the 21st South Freeway going westbound at 5600 West. Also, a crash at 7th East, about 33rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sun today with temperatures above normal here along the Wasatch Front, but a storm system is coming for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
63 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
This has been a rough week across the nation in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, but maybe nowhere harder than New York. The death toll is rising, but ABC's Whit Johnson says there's also a ray of hope.
Inside these hard-hit ICUs, finally a promising sign. For the first time since the outbreak began in New York, more people leaving those intensive care units than going in. The rate of hospitalizations down. The death toll slightly lower, but appearing to hold steady at a staggering loss. 777 people dying in the last 24 hours.
Next week, President Trump will introduce the members of a second task force focused on reopening the U.S. for business.
I want to get it open as soon as possible. This country was meant to be open and vibrant and great.
When asked at today's coronavirus task force briefing which metrics he'll use to make that decision, the president pointed to his head and he said, this metric. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We wanted to take a chance to check back with a young man that we introduced you to a couple of weeks ago. Matt Nui had coronavirus, COVID-19, and has been relatively symptom-free for about 2 weeks now, but that doesn't mean his journey with the virus has ended. Matt is joining me now on the KSL Newsline. And it's good to hear from you. You're feeling well and healthy, but I've heard there's one weird thing that's not going away.
Yeah, it's super interesting. My taste and smell are still not coming back, and I'm actually starting to kind of forget what things smell and taste like. It's pretty interesting.
Have the doctors said anything about this, that it's eventually going to come back or it's just gone?
I mean, I've been talking to a bunch of different doctors, and they don't have a clear answer to that. It's different for everyone. I have been hearing stories on the news of people getting their smell and taste back, so I have hope that it will come back eventually. I just don't know when.
We share that hope with you. Now that you've recovered, you're trying to give back by running errands for those who should really be staying home. Tell us a little about this, Matt.
Yeah, so, you know, since I've been cleared by the health department and I'm no longer contagious and most likely immune to the virus, I kind of want to give back to the amazing community that has supported me while I was sick. You know, people came and dropped off food for me, and I felt like the best way I could give back was to run errands for those who are high risk and where it's dangerous for them to leave their home. And so, it's been a neat experience and opportunity to go to these grocery stores and just, you know, run errands and pick up items for them to protect their safety.
I was at two grocery stores this morning, and I think you're a brave guy. It's just so tense in the grocery store now, and you've seen some questionable things in the grocery stores. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you're right. It's like a battlefield in there. You know, you never know. It's just this invisible enemy that you can't see. And as you walk through, it's an interesting sight to see everyone. You know, a lot of people are wearing masks and gloves, and everyone's trying to keep their distance. But I have seen a couple of people that don't seem to take it too seriously. For an example, I was in the fresh produce section, and a lady actually went to go grab some squash that was unpackaged, and she accidentally spilled a couple of squashes on the ground and on this dirty floor, and she just picked it up and put it back on the shelf as if nothing had happened. And I was kind of appalled by seeing that, especially as I'm, you know, picking up these groceries and trying to be as cautious as I can with the groceries I'm taking back to these high-risk people. And so that kind of scared me just a bit, but I think it, you know, stands as a reminder that, hey, we got to take this serious and protect not only ourselves, but the people around us.
Well, I hope you regain your senses of smell and taste quickly. Thank you so much for giving back to the community and for speaking with us. It's good to hear you in good spirits. Matt Newey, who suffered with COVID-19 and is now recovered. KSL News Time, 550. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and a look at the roads now with Ricky Meese.
The accident that we had westbound SR-201 at 5600 West on the off-ramp is in the final cleanup stages. We have good speeds on all your Salt Lake County freeways, and we still have the cleanup of a crash in South Salt Lake at 7th East, about 3300 South. Michelle?
Well, we're really backed up now. This is 5600 West. We don't have a camera in the area, but I'm guessing that it's probably a train blocking the road there. This is going to go between I-80 and the 201 freeway. You're looking good on 5600 West. Other than that, Bangor Highway also free and clear, and I-15 in Utah County running at posted speed. Steve?
Light traffic, good speeds, no surprises if you're traveling I-15 both directions between downtown Salt Lake City and Ogden. But we still have that crash in Ogden affecting traffic both directions at Wall Avenue and 20th Street. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's 7 days worth of weather and Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, what a good-looking day around the state. Lots of sunshine, temperatures above average, but it is going to change. A storm system will get here over the weekend. Tonight, 44 and partly cloudy along the Wasatch. Increasing clouds, developing south winds on Saturday. Temperatures will go into the mid-60s ahead of the cold front and then fall quickly into the 40s and even the 30s behind the front. We're looking at a tenth to a quarter of an inch of valley rain. The storm will be gone by Easter Sunday, but the cold air remains. Highs in the 40s with lows in the 30s. 50s return for our Monday, Tuesday. 60s by Wednesday, Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
63 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 552.
Hi, Doug Wright, and we're all staying home. We're trying to stay safe, and we're, of course, working as hard as we can to keep things clean. And that's why a partnership right now with Zero Res is a great idea. Give them a call because, of course, they're still open because cleaning is essential, and cleaning is what they do best. And they've reduced their pricing to help as many people as possible right now. We've trusted them for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, this past week, I called Zero Res and had them clean my mom's carpets. They even cleaned her couch. With their no-touch protocols and extra steps to ensure the health and safety of technicians and customers, you can absolutely count on Zero Res running at 100% to help more people. They have reduced their rates to only $25 per room. Minimums do apply. When clean truly matters, only Zero Res will do. $25 per room right now. Visit Zero Res Salt Lake or ZeroResDavisWeber.com to schedule your cleaning with Zero Res.
Loans by Rick is working hard to be part of the solutions needed right now. So if you're trying to buy a new home or refinance suddenly, your world has turned upside down. Rick from Loans by Rick is here to bring everything back to your personal comfort level. That means buying or refinancing at the most aggressive and intelligent interest rates. And with Rick, personal safety is priority. Your process happens online, by phone, and by electronic signatures. There's even the addition of mobile notary closers, so you can sign your closing documents in your living or dining room. That way, life decisions go forward in a safe and responsible way. So here's how it happens. Visit loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. That's 801-809-SAVE. See how seamless buying a home or refinancing can be. Loansbyrick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Why is everyone out of toilet paper? Ryan North said, our brains are wired for connection, but trauma rewires them for protection. The COVID-19 crisis is a difficult reminder of what we do not know and what we cannot control. To avoid going into protection mode, build a social network map. You might even do this exercise with your family. List all the family members, friends, work colleagues, then identify which ones give social, emotional, informational, and instrumental support. If you do this, it will give you a strong reminder of the safety net we call society. If you want to build your network, join the Home Team Podcast community at KSL Podcasts or HuntsmanMBA.com or any popular podcast platform. Check out our new one-year online MBA program at HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
We're watching Utah's money. Despite bumps in the road, some small business loans under the CARES Act are being approved. The Small Business Administration reports it's given the green light to $130 billion in loans. But a green light is one thing. Handing over the money is another. It's unclear when hard-hit businesses will actually get the desperately needed money. KSL Drives Volkswagen's redesigned its logo. The new VW uses a skinnier font. You probably won't notice. You have bigger things to worry about, no doubt. Mortgage rates are holding steady at record lows. Market Watch reports the current average is 3.3% on a 30-year fixed. Wall Street, nothing to say. The market was closed for Good Friday. It was a short week, 4 days, but one of the best in history. The S&P gained more than 12%. It was its best weekly performance in 45 years. KSL News Time 556, people of all faiths and even no faith around the world are fasting today to help with the pandemic.
President Russell M. Nelson and leaders of other religions asked their members to fast today on Good Friday. One Facebook group has people reporting in from all over the world in different time zones. One man from New Zealand wrote about how he hadn't been to church in a while, but he's taken the time to reflect more on his life and purpose today. A woman in Florida talked about fasting for the first time in years. Another post said, I am non-denominational in Kentucky. I will join your fast. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.